When Jonathan Wolf left for Hollywood as a teenager, the determined Louisville native only knew he wanted a career in music. He didn't know if that meant playing in a band or just composing songs, but he slept very little, took every job that came his way. Over the course of the following decades, Wolf found that career by creating theme songs and music for many popular shows like Seinfeld, Will and Grace, Who's the Boss, just to name a few. I spoke with Wolf, who has since returned to Louisville. How old were you when you moved out to L.A.?
17.
Did you know at that time, do you wanted to get into what you got into ultimately?
I knew that I wanted to pursue music, and that's about all I knew, but I was really scattered like that. I had several different career paths. At the time, remember, this is the mid-70s, at the time, being a recording engineer and being a musician were two completely unrelated separate career paths. Now, it's a blurred line. So I wasn't sure where my career was going to lead me, if I was going to be a musician and play in bands or write songs, because I liked writing songs. So I slept very little for those years because I took every job that came my way in order to be ready in case one of those careers took off.
Did being from Louisville help or hurt you living in L.A. once your career started getting off the ground there?
I got great training in Louisville. I was really, really well prepared for work when I got to L.A. And the reason is, at the time, Louisville was kind of a small pond. And as a kid, I was able to work in professional situations where if I'd have been in Chicago or New York or L.A., a 14-year-old kid would not have been able to work full-time as a musician, as a real musician. Whereas here, I was working in the clubs. I had my five-nighter, and I was subbing on the off nights and whatever studio work there was. I was doing it. So there's that I had the advantage of having actual real-world experience in Louisville that I could not have gotten elsewhere. Also, the training I got, I had teachers like Jamie Ebersold, who is a world-renowned jazz legend, and he was my teacher. The skills I learned in his basement, I applied every day in my career, even though, as it turned out, I never became a jazz musician for my career. But those skills of improvisation and being able to visualize music in my head and make it so, make it recordable, make it communicable to other people, which is what improvisation is, also apply to composing. And this I learned from Jamie Ebersold.
Because you created so much music and because it was your job, in a sense, when you recall your body of work, is there one thing that you worked on? It could be one of the shows that you worked on or something that you did before it was even your career. Is there one thing that you really love or that you fell in love with while doing?
It's hard to say that you favor any of your children more than the other. And every time you create a piece of music, it's a part of you that you're putting out there. And not that they were all semi-precious gems. I wrote a lot of formulaic dreck. But there was kind of a special vault of musics that had special meaning to me and to my staff. And there were probably 300 or 400 titles in there that had more meaning than the others.
Is there a show, a television show, that had more meaning than others?
Well, you're going to find a consistent theme here, Devin. The shows that enabled me to eventually spend more time with my family are the shows that are dearest to my heart. And those are the ones that became the most successful and ended up in perpetuity reruns. Shows like Seinfeld, Will and Grace, Who's the Boss, Married with Children. The most popular, most performed shows have a lot of meaning to me because of what they do for me and my family.
Is music still one of your top passions?
Not really. I don't really focus a lot on music anymore. I did so much music for so many years. I overdid it. I loved my job. It was a great job. It was a great career. I had a wonderful wild ride. But I think I burned out. I created way more music than any human is supposed to create. And when we moved to Louisville, I just wanted to escape that for a while and let that part of my person, that part of my brain, rest. And it did. My kids were each at ages where they needed me. And I focused a lot on that.
When did you move back to Louisville?
In 2005, my family and I escaped from Hollywood and found our way to Louisville, Kentucky. And we've been here ever since.
You love this city.
We do. We weren't sure that we were going to love it. The deal with my wife, Steffi, was that I'll finish the work and you find a place for us to live. And every place that she researched, every place that we talked about and visited and looked at websites, we would compare ultimately to Louisville. We'd say, wow, this place is really great, but the parks in Louisville. Or, wow, this place is really nice. We could live there. Doesn't really have a good airport for us to get in and out of. Louisville has a pretty good airport. And after a while, she said, what are we doing? Let's look at Louisville. Let's put Louisville on the list.
You've mentioned a couple people that seemed to inspire you when you were younger. Who inspires you now?
Like I said, you're going to hear a lot of repetition here. The inspiration for most of what I do now is my family. What I do, when I do it, why I do it, it's because I do it for my family. Maybe it's out of some guilt, because for so many years I was not available to them when my normal work week was 100 hours because I was doing so many TV shows at once that I would rarely come home. I would try to come home once a day, maybe have dinner, read a story, say goodnight, then go back to work. But that didn't always happen. Sometimes there were days at a time that I would never come home. It's possible that the reason I focus so much on my family now is that I was unable to do it then. So my inspiration mostly comes from that now. I have, in the last couple of years, needed a few surgeries on my hand, wrist, arm. This surgeon's putting in a new pool. And as part of my recovery from these surgeries, I've really been working on my piano playing. So I have come back to the music as part of that journey. And I really, really do enjoy it.